to record. And that's where the screonk happens.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, it should be like.
I have a ton of music
too. We should
too.
Like, act like we're having a conversation, and then while the thing comes in, and be like, "Oh, hello. Thanks for joining us."
I don't know how I'd do that. What would we be talking about?
I'm not saying. Yeah, obviously we need to work on that.
Yeah,
but yeah,
because I have a buttload of Godzilla music. I found the Shin Godzilla score.
Oh, you did?
Online, cool. Yeah. It's got like that really jazzy music. Anyway, and then it's got the American Woman kind of guitar,
yeah,
music.
Right, too. Right, right, right.
But, hey guys, this is this is the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
Oh, you know, I don't think I said my name in the last one. This is Jorge.
I think I said your name in the last one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this week we're going to be discussing Shin Godzilla, which is the 2016 Toho release. We saw it together. You saw it twice.
Yeah, I was down in Orange County. It was part of my annual, like, while I'm living in Hawaii, you know, I try to make a Halloween trip to California. And this time we hit Disneyland for their Halloween time stuff. And we did Knott's Scary Farm. And then on the way up, we went to the Queen Mary. So it was like, while we were down there, I knew we were in your neighborhood. So mm-hmm. We just kind of like met up, and we were like trying to see, and I was like, wait, I think it's still playing. Cause it only played for like a week.
Yeah. And
so
then
it was like, what are the chances? And it was like that last weekend.
Yeah. And I thought that it had already come and gone, cause it was playing in LA the week before, and you had seen it the week before.
Or in Hawaii.
Yeah, it so I was lucky enough to get
yeah,
to
it's
see
all
it.
One week run, yeah. So it was like, yeah, I think it was one weekend to another weekend.
And
or maybe not even that. I think because we saw it on what, a Thursday or a Friday?
Something. No, it was like a Tuesday, or it was like a Monday because it was my day off.
Oh, okay.
And would you say it's the weirdest Godzilla movie?
it's the weirdest I remember, which is interesting. But I'm wondering if you'd see an old Godzilla movie that you didn't grow up like they if you weren't so used to Godzilla as you grew up with, you would find it weird.
Like Gigan or the Smog Monster. Like,
yeah,
those might be weirder, but yeah, we grew up with those.
Biollante.
Yeah,
all the transformations.
Yeah.
But this one was really weird.
Now, you're telling me that the word Shin could be translated to, like, real?
Well, Shin, when you look it up, Shin had, like, a lot of definitions. But a lot of them kind of seemed that they were kind of leaning towards, they were trying to give the impression that what they meant was, like, this is the true Godzilla.
Okay.
Which I think was kind of a reference to, all right, the American studios made one,
yeah,
but this is you know, the Godzilla, you know,
so which is crazy because the Godzilla in this movie is all kinds of weird.
Yeah,
like we've never seen the evolution of Godzilla quite like this.
Right,
we've seen some layers. I think in like the 90s Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, you see a dinosaur that gets mutated and becomes Godzilla.
Yeah.
We've seen Baby Godzilla and we've seen Minya, which are like smaller versions of Godzilla, but we've never seen an actual like evolutionary chart of Godzilla like this.
Yeah, it's like, well, like the first thing, you know, there's the disruptions in the water, yeah. basically. Mm-hmm. And there's like, you know, the guys and stuff, and they'll and then they don't. It takes a while for them to accept the fact that, oh no, it is something that's alive down there. Yeah. And when you first see him, and he's like, it looks like he's burrowing through the canal.
Yeah, and all the boats are coming up along his back.
And but it's, you recognize the sails, like the sails. Uh-huh. You go, oh, that's him.
Yeah.
And then you see him, and you go, oh wait, no, that's not him.
Yeah. Those eyes.
Yeah. The thing with the crazy eyes.
Which makes sense, because it almost looks like a tadpole in a sense, with where it's like all eyes, and it kind of slowly forms. But it's such a crazy shot.
And he can't stand up. He can only drag himself.
Yeah.
Through, and he moves kind of like, you know, those things. It's like a happy snake, I think they call them. It's like a stick with like a paper snake with like a little like heavy head attached to a string.
Uh-huh.
It's like a thing you used to get like in Chinatown, yeah. like on vacation in San Francisco. And that's how he would kind of move. And then he did that thing where he kind of, in a way, he leans too far to one side, and all this red stuff comes out of his gills. It's like fish and
blood,
water and blood. Who knows?
And a lot of it.
A lot.
A lot of it. It threw me off, because I was like, oh wait, maybe it's not Godzilla.
Yeah, and if it's not Godzilla, Godzilla's gonna go to town on this guy because he can't even stand up.
And it wasn't.
What's he gonna do? He has no arms. Yeah.
And you have plenty of time, because there's a lot of conference room scenes. You have a lot of time to kind of sit there and kind of process what you saw. And it was kind of like an inner struggle. Like, did something get spliced in by mistake? What did I – because it's
– Well, actually, what
it's so jarring.
What I was thinking was, this was – he had already had a run-in with Godzilla. And Godzilla did something like rip his arms off. And he was essentially trying to escape Godzilla coming into Tokyo. And so that was his move, in that eventually Godzilla was going to follow him and like kind of like grab him by the tail and pull him back.
He was so scared, his eyes were as wide as saucers. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
He's behind me, isn't he?
But then he kind of lunges up on the side of a building, and that's when you're like, huh, I guess this is Godzilla. Because it kind of, you could kind of see.
That was what you thought it was? I still wasn't convinced.
Well, I think it was a mix between the fins on the back, and I think just seeing the kind of weird form upright.
Yeah.
I was like, I think that's Godzilla. It was so bizarre, though.
I think it was the woman, when he was suddenly in like an incubation phase. And you saw the nub arms.
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, oh man, this is going to become Godzilla.
And it's as weird as I still really like it.
Wait, hold on. I want to back up a little bit. Okay. I want to talk about before we saw the movie, and all we saw was the picture that they released of Godzilla from the movie. Like, it was like,
by the train tracks, and he had like the tiny arms.
And the close-up of his face.
With the eye in it, yeah.
Where he had crazy eyes, and his teeth were all snaggly and raggled. And there was all a red on him. Like, it looked like he had a lot of cuts on him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, definitely, there was this feeling going, oh, this one's going to be really mean.
Yeah.
Or crazy. Yeah.
I didn't know about the design at first, because there was another shot that I saw where it's him coming out of the water. And he just had these massive thighs. He's almost shaped like a wine bottle or something. And I'm like, Godzilla always had big thighs, but I think they're taking it too far.
Really? I thought it was just, you know, par for the course, Godzilla thunder thighs.
But what wasn't par for the course was his tail.
His tail was the longest it's ever been, right?
Yeah, yeah. I loved the wide shots where you see, like, the whole city. And Godzilla's in the right side of the frame, and then peeking up behind a building on the left side of the frame, which would be like 10 miles away or something, I don't know, you would see this thing, and I'd be, what is over there? And then you realize, oh, it's this tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to know how long it is in, like...
I feel it's getting too long. Like, when I look at... Because, like, there's a few of the newer toys that the Godzilla tail's really long.
Yeah.
And it's like, he doesn't... I don't know. Like, a really long tail would be cool if he moved like a T-Rex and that was like his balancing and turning mechanism.
Uh-huh.
But it's Godzilla, so it's just like a guy in a suit and it's got this just a huge toy. I guess just there to make destruction. Unless he whips it around like...
But he wouldn't even have room to whip it because it's...
Yeah.
Because of city streets and stuff.
It's a big tail.
It's really big.
It's a big tail and it's thick. It's like nub. Big nub on the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost reminded me of Biollante. Like, it looked like it was going to bloom or something. And then it shoots lasers.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That was when he finally became Godzilla. That moment, the moment when the fire changes was so exciting.
Yeah.
And then all the different like spotlight lasers that come out his back.
That I thought was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
That I was like, okay, this I don't know about this, but the way he was all cracked with all the red, it was exposing like his inner core. So I guess it made sense to me.
I didn't put those two together, but that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And, but it was kind of, it also was like, cause like I got emotional when the atomic breath happened. It's like, that's always like the moment that really Godzilla becomes his true self. And whenever I watch it, it's like, it's kind of, it felt similar in like the American movie before that, where you saw like the charges go up his back and then he breathed it. It's like, oh, that was always this great. Like,
I love that moment. Cause it was the moment where you're like, you've been watching this movie and you know, it's Godzilla, but as soon as you saw that spark go up his back, the blue spark going up his back, you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot he can do this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that the filmmakers didn't forget that he can do this. Because in the 1998 one, Godzilla didn't breathe fire. He would yell, and his breath was powerful enough to blow cars over, and they would cause a fireball. Like, it was their version of fire breath, but it wasn't. You need it. Even the Shogun Godzilla figure from the 70s and 80s, that was a thing. It had fire breath.
Like, yeah, the Godzilla, because 1998, it was there was too much focus in trying to make it real.
Yeah.
Like, well, how do we turn an iguana into a giant monster and, you know, not to, you know, but it's like, that's also back when it's like, you know, when they're starting to make superhero movies and they don't, they're afraid of putting them in costumes with bright colors.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else what other new abilities he had, but I think the tail and the disco back thing were the only thing really that was new, but I did like the way it was used. I liked that he focused his fire breath straight down.
Yeah.
And then it just like bled throughout both streets and just wiped everything out.
Yeah, it just destroyed everything in its path, and all the helicopters and planes that just got.
Because I want, like, this is, I feel like the most powerful Godzilla.
Yeah, he was the most impenetrable as far as like when they anything they were trying to.
I'm laughing at when they dropped the jets scrambled and they dropped they dropped the bombs on him or the missiles at him. They just kind of like bounced off his skin before exploding. It was like that split second where it literally looked like a little toy bomb dropped on the on a rubber suit.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's like it was curious that they have to like when it comes time to kill him, it's like, oh, we're just gonna shoot a bunch of stuff in his mouth. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it was interesting when it happened, when it worked.
Yeah,
that moment when it worked is amazing.
Yes.
But, you know, the process of it is kind of like, that's how we're going to beat Godzilla. You know, you're looking for, you want, basically, when you defeat Godzilla, you want it to be a version of, you know, Smile, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Jaws. You want it to be a big thing, and this is just like, the big crane hose thing that goes, and he's got to hang out for a while they wait.
Or while he's laying there with his mouth open and he's frozen, like,
yeah.
Send a train in there and, like, crack him in, like, the T-1000 or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't want him to die.
Well, I'm not worried about if you destroy him completely, it doesn't matter. He'll still come back.
Yeah.
There's plenty of reset buttons in the whole Godzilla franchise.
But I'm excited about this Godzilla with tail lasers and back lasers fighting other monsters. Like, I can't wait to see what he does.
That's what I want. Yeah. That's definitely...
Especially a flying monster. Because with those back lasers, like, going up against, like, King Ghidorah or Mothra or Rodan or something would be a lot of fun. Or if you were to do, like, Baragon, who burrows under the ground.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have any ground-based weapon. Well, I guess he could shoot his fire breath straight down like he did, but...
So he would just, he would keep burying, he would dig underneath and show up behind him every time.
Yeah.
Now, remind me, did he ever do both Atomic Breath and Tail? Like, did he...
At the same time?
Yeah.
I think so. Because I remember it looking crazy. I was telling my friend about it. I'm like, dude, you gotta see this movie, it's nuts. And so I looked up, like, a couple of pictures just to see how nuts it was. And there is a picture online where he's in the city, he's shooting out his mouth one way, and he's got his tail wrapped around shooting, like, the other way.
Yeah, because it was definitely, for me, felt reminiscent of the Herculoids dragon.
Yeah.
When he would whip his tail around and shoot his stuff from his eyes.
It reminded me of that toy that you would hook the hose up to, and it had the hair that whipped around with the water would shoot out. Because it was just going everywhere. I don't know what that thing was called.
There were so many hose toys.
Water Willy, Wet.
Yeah, Wet Willy. there's one that was like, it had like a bell head, so it kind of like, it looked.
Oh, would it? And it would like.
Stingray, and it would whip you, and it would hurt. It would hurt, because the plastic would smack into you.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that was like he was like shaped like a bug, with like, I think that was like the streamer hair one. This is the kind of stuff that the people in the audience yell at their podcast, their iPods about when you remember something vaguely but you can't quite get the specifics, and they know what we're talking about. That's always, you know.
Yeah. After I saw Shin Godzilla, I was kind of looking into it more because it had been out in Japan a couple months before it hit the United States. And I saw a behind-the-scenes video, which is just all video. There's, like, no sound, really. I think they may have cut it to music. But it's showing the special effects of Shin Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any shots of a man in a suit.
Really?
Yeah. I need to look it up more, but it was like a 25-minute video or like a 30-minute video, and it was all of them on green screen. And what was kind of cool about it is the performer of Godzilla had on the, you know, the unitard with the tracking markers on it and stuff. But he was wearing a harness and he was pulling a weight behind him so that his movements would still act like he's walking, but dragging a tail behind him.
Uh-huh.
So that he would get that kind of slow Godzilla movement. And it was
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
I see it.
I don't know if the...
He also had sails on his back and a mask. He's wearing a mask.
Yeah. So I don't know if there was a rubber suit made, but if there wasn't, it looked like one. I don't know if the anime or the CG version.
Yeah,
I don't know if the CG version limited the movements.
That is hilarious. First of all, the little mask, because it's not even big enough for his head. It just kind of covers the front of his face. But we might have to put some pictures up for people to look at. But That is crazy, the thought, but yet also brilliant because it kept it familiar. Like, it wasn't, he was still lumbering. He moved like a guy in a costume.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if they just limited the movement of the actual CG puppet to where they didn't animate the neck, only the arms and legs animated, or I don't, it's weird. Because I assumed it was a mix of both.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And there's a shot where when they first are attacking Godzilla and he falls and he lands on a couple of buildings and he like hits his chin on the corner of a building and it crashes through. It looked really good to where I'm like, oh, that it looks like a really good model, but it just may have been CG. Yeah. It's just that they limited the movements of the CG Godzilla so that it didn't go beyond what a suit would do.
Yeah, there's like a, looks like there's like a GIF I'm looking at that's it's the guy on the green screen and he's stepping on a building, like he's crushing a building, and it's just a green cardboard building.
So if they're able to do replicate a man in suit in CG, it's gonna be pretty awesome because the destruction could be bigger, but we won't be mad that it looks like CG.
Yeah,
because I didn't have any complaints about about any of that stuff. So I don't. I'd really like to know if there was ever at any point a man in a suit. Because if they did, if there isn't, then it completely fooled me. Like, I knew there was some CG in it, but I assumed that at some point there was some man in the suit stuff.
Yeah. I'm also curious about the scene in the river with all the boats and the wood and all that water stuff coming. Like seeing how that got put together too. Yeah. I wonder what kind of when that comes out on like DVD and stuff, what kind of bonus stuff might be there to look at.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm hoping there's some sort of American release.
Yeah, making up stuff.
Because when Godzilla 2000 came out in America, they had a theatrical release, and I went and saw that, and they did a full on dub. They cut it. They re-edited it to be more of a Americanized pace. Because I guess in Japan, what they had done was the people in the movie would be talking about something they're seeing on a computer. They would say the thing they're seeing on the computer, and then they would cut to the computer and then show you. So the Americanized version of Godzilla 2000, they would show you what's on the computer as they were saying it. So they trimmed it in kind of nice little nice tight way. But when we saw Shin Godzilla, it was clearly a Japanese cut, and it was subtitled.
Right.
So the American release, I think, was pretty limited as far as the work that went into it, because it was just subtitled. So I'm hoping there's some sort of American release. And if so, I hope there is extras for us to
watch. You think they're going to re-release it? Under like an American distribution thing or something. Can they get a release it again?
No, I'm just hoping that that there is a release.
As far as a home release?
Yeah, because it seems like the theatrical release was like...
Right.
Like almost bare bones.
Yeah.
Because there were some points where they left in Japanese subtitles for title cards and stuff. And it was just the subtitles
were placed on top of it. Yeah, there was like it was really hard because like you'd be reading. There's like subtitles above and subtitles below.
Yeah,
and that took a lot of focus to try and read everything before, and then eventually you just kind of feel like I'm just gonna read the dialogue part because I don't need to worry necessarily on what job someone necessarily has.
Yeah,
in it.
So yeah, I'm hoping there's the theatrical did enough to where they could warrant an American release where they maybe clean up the subtitles or they have stuff like DVD extras. Because I'd buy it in a heartbeat, even if it's just like an iTunes release, because they have like iTunes extras now.
Oh yeah, sure.
So I just want to know more about the movie because I didn't really know anything about it other than the few pictures that were released here. And then I went into it completely blind. And then you saw blind. A listing
that it was coming to theaters. Yeah, exactly. Which I kind of liked.
Yeah.
I like just kind of going in, not knowing what to expect, which
Yeah, you know, nowadays that doesn't happen. You don't go to movies and you know.
Yeah, especially big kind of movies. Yeah, yeah, there's you've already seen so many trailers. It's hard to stay away from trailers because they show up everywhere, and they tack them on to like TV shows now. So it's like, you know, stay tuned at the end of the show for a sneak peek at this. And there's a lot of
sponsored ads just showing up in your feed.
It was interesting, the whole, there's so much of the government stuff and not knowing what to do, and you know, the prime minister just really kind of being stuck and trying to figure out how to handle something that he's never seen before. And then
ultimately the second prime minister,
which
was great. He seemed really incompetent, and he,
because they wiped out so many, and then suddenly this guy's got the job.
Yeah, it went down the chain of command, and he's kind of like who we're stuck with.
Yeah, and some pretty funny kind of jabs at America.
Yeah,
how America's like, listen, we're going to step in, and we're going to, you know, help you with this, and the Americans want to basically have to, you know. Are going to like, oh, it's like nukes are always the American answer kind of thing.
Uh-huh. I think that's about it. Is there anything else? I mean, I can't recommend this movie enough. Hopefully people listening could find it somewhere to be able to watch it. It's out of theaters by now, but
yeah, I don't know.
I think this movie is a lot of fun for any like diehard Godzilla fan. I think it might be a little tough to show somebody as their first Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't start with it. And there's definitely, I think, a lot of people aren't going to be so into the amount of meetings that happen in this movie. But yeah, I dug it too.
So what are you thinking for next show? What do you want to discuss? Do you want to go over, you want to do King Kong versus Godzilla? It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, that's true. Why not?
All right, we'll do that one. We'll do that next time. So until then, go to kaijupod.com.
Are there two of those?
There's one.
There is one.
There's one.
I remember there was stories going around that there's a version where Godzilla wins and a version where King Kong wins.
I think that was an urban legend because I heard the same thing, but I've never seen one. Wait, who wins?
King Kong.
King Kong wins. I don't think I've ever seen a version where Godzilla wins.
I wonder if there is one, though.
We'll have to figure it out by next episode.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Because basically, at least the one that I grew up with, out of nowhere, you know, they're like, oh, don't worry, King Kong gets stronger with lightning. And it's like, where did that come from? But that's what, you know, gives him his comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Although it's been a long time since I've seen it, so maybe I'm off.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
There's definitely some stuff in there that I remember. Like there's the natives of Skull Island fight a real octopus. There's some good stuff in there. So we'll do that one for next time. Until then, go to kaijupod.com and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And that's where you'll find out when we post new episodes. So until next time, once again, I'm just going to go with Skreonk. I don't have. We'll have to come up with something. A good sign off.
Okay.
All right.